In this week's Parshas, Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram's having a conversation with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he asks him, when am I going to be zoche to have a child? When am I going to be able to pass on the Mesorah and to be able to continue with what we're building here? And Hashem says, look up into the stars, and he tells him, you're going to have a child, you're going to have somebody that's going to come after you. And Rashi points out that Avram is not going to be able to have a child, but Abraham will, and Sarai will not be able to deliver, not be able to get pregnant, but Sarah will be able to, and ultimately they'll be able to have a child. Now the question that you can pose on this is, as we go through the Parsha, Avram does end up having a child. He had a child with Hagar, so, and Ishmael, so clearly he was able to have a child, and Sarah was never able to have a child. So what's Pshat? Why do they both have to change their name? Why couldn't one just change their name? Why did it have to be that both of them had to change their names? I don't know if this is the correct answer, but the idea that I was thinking was that maybe Abraham and Sarah, if one of them changed their name, they could have had a child. They could have had a kid. They could have had somebody who would have been a contributor even to the world. But they couldn't have had a Yitzchak. To have the next leader, to have the continuous of the Mesorah to Yaakov, to the Shvatim, to ultimately each and every one of us that are living on the Mesorah for Avram Avinu, Avraham and Sarah both had to change the name. They both had to have that extra hay in there so that they would be able to have the ultimate child, to have the din agura that was going to come from Yitzchak. It would not have been enough. They could have had a child. They would have had somebody, but it would not have been able to be somebody with the greatness that Yitzchak had, and it teaches an unbelievable yisod in the din of parenting, of having the two parents. It's not enough to have one parent or two even just beings that are able to produce a child. It's a specialness, a special bond of the two people that get together and the two people that form the child, and that they're able to, the result of this man and this woman being together and building a bias together and being married together, that they're able to produce that child. And it's not just some random act, but it's the incredibleness of having both this father and this mother as your parents that allow you to become who you are. Have a wonderful Shabbos.